-3 is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
-3 with Dave Dameshek.
Happy New Year. Goodbye, regular season. After one more weekend, so much hash still to be settled. Divisions, playoff seedings, entire careers. Let's get to spoiling it for you, shall we? Bills at Dolphins, obviously a huge one for both teams with the AFC East title on the line. 5 playoff meetings between the two. The Bills have won 4 of those. But what Jim Kelly and Dan Marino did or didn't do is neither here nor there. What should be disconcerting to Miami, the Bills have won the last 3 meetings and 12 of the last 14. Yikes. Time of this recording, Bills are giving 3. Total is 50. You know what? This is about, listen to what I'm about to say. Dolphins 33, 31. This is about self-validation, a season long, nay, 2 seasons long. Hench, how say you?
I bet the Bills under 10.5 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked pretty good a month ago. And I am going to lose. I'm going to lose that bet.
This is a hench.
The Bills are going to win this game 27-21. The Dolphins have just taken so many sucker punches to the solar plexus in terms of injuries. Like, I mean, I said when Jalen Phillips went down, it's like that is a crushing loss. You add Bradley Chubb to that, and then you're going up against Josh Allen without those two guys. I just think you can only tread water so long before it starts to matter. And obviously, the Dolphins were leaking in a lot of other places last week against the Ravens. And I just don't see them holding on. I'll be pulling for them, obviously, with my bet. But I think the Bills win it.
Very good. By the way, I should mention when you hear 3 car horns, that means we 3 are in agreement. Kevin Hench, Dave Dameshek, and now Eddie Spaghetti. How say you on this game?
I'm going Bills 35-30 over the Dolphins. Basically, just what Hench said. Dolphins are just too banged up. And I do think it kind of plays in the back of your mind. Like, you know you have the playoff berth ready. You know you clinched. You're not playing for as much if you're the Dolphins, whereas the Bills are really fighting for their playoff lives, so to speak, here. And, the shift in the Bills offense that was like Josh Allen, hero ball to kind of a more balanced rushing attack, that's really hurt Stephon Diggs. So I like his under 60.5 receiving yards -117. He has not eclipsed 50 receiving yards the whole month of December. He's gone under this mark 6 out of the last 7 games. So Diggs has disappeared, but Josh Allen's still playing great. That's why I like the Bills.
All right, fair enough. Our ruggedly handsome aggregate of our picks, Brady Lemieux, says it is a must-win for the Bills, and the Bills will get it by 3. Bears in Green Bay, big one for the Pack, winning therein. The weirdo troll, formerly known as Aaron Rodgers, is talking trash about the Bears. We and us-in about the Packers. I think the horse paste and pooping in the dark has turned his brain to mush. He knows he left Green Bay, right? Funny, too, he asked if it's still a rivalry, if one side always wins. Yes, much like Super Bowl appearances have a 13-year winning streak against you, Aaron. Anywho, Bears +3. Packers got to have a total 44.5. I say the Bears pull the upset 31-30. Hench, I'll say you.
The only thing I've been getting right for the last 6 weeks is the Bears. The Bears have been playing really well. And Justin Fields, I think, has made them reconsider what they're going to do with the number 1 overall draft pick. Obviously he had that spectacular play, an impossible play against the Falcons that I think he's the only guy in the league. I don't even think Lamar makes that play. And they've been playing great, and everything seems to be set up for a precise repeat of what Detroit did to the Packers last year in the final week of the season to deny them the playoff berth. But I just think Jordan Love, he's turned a corner. Watching him pick the Vikings apart, I think he's an excellent quarterback, and I think the Packers win and cover 27-20.
Interesting stuff if that comes true based on the year-long narrative around the outgoing QB and the newcomer, relatively speaking. Spaghetti, how say you?
I have Green Bay winning 27-23 over the Bears here. I'm sold on Jordan Love. He is in line to be the next great Packers quarterback in the string of their great franchise history there. I know the season's been a bit of a roller coaster for him, but he's really come on strong as of late. If you look at his stats, like, he's ahead of a lot of guys, a lot of big name guys in this league. So they found their franchise quarterback for sure. But I, on the flip side of this game, and this is probably the last time I'm talking about the Chicago Bears in the regular season, obviously, but like this game, if Justin Fields wins this game, it's really going to be really, really hard to move on for him. It's a division game, a rivalry game. They don't have the numbers on this yet because we're recording this on Wednesday to pull back the curtain, but Fields over rush yards. I mean, six games this year with 10 plus carries, six games over the 50 yard mark for rushing. He's going to play a little bit of hero ball to save his job, to stay on the Bears here. So I like the Fields over, but I have the Packers still winning this game.
Yeah, good point there from Eddie Spaghetti. By the way, the spreads can move. That's why we're giving you the final score, so you can apply that as that number moves around. Speaking of which, Brady Lemieux likes the Packers up to 3. Only that high. Let me squeeze in a quick break here.
Let me ask you a question, Eddie Spaghetti. Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? But before you answer, two words, Caesars Rewards. Those are the two words. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. I'm talking about hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, even more than just that. It's not only an app, it's an empire. 21 plus must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, DC, Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And a quick look in the rearview mirror to see how we've done 17 weeks through. I'm barely holding on after a lousy week 17 for me. I've got the edge on Hench and Spaghetti by 3. Brady Lemieux running away with this one. He's going to win the regular season title, but that's in the rearview mirror, like I say. Let's look ahead, shall we? Titans at the Jags, 99 AFC title game redo, and some more recent inverted deja vu at work here, too. Week 18, 2 years ago, the visiting Colts were a win away over the division foe, sad sack Jags, for making the playoffs. But as you may recall, Indy QB Carson Wentz was not up for the challenge. Now the Jags are a win over division foe, the sad sack Titans, away from making the playoffs. Jags lay in 5.5, total 40 at the time of this recording. I say the Titans win this one. I don't know if you heard Mike Vrabel earlier this week in his press conference. He seems to want to go out with a victory. I say he gets it, 23-21. Hench, how say you?
This Jags team is very hard to figure, and but I took the Panthers last week, and they continued their season long no show. So I was burned by that. The Titans are not good.
David Tepper says, cheers to you. Go ahead.
Class act. And the Titans are not good and the Jags are not good, but I think the Jags are less not good than the Titans. I like the Jags 24-13.
Spaghetti.
Well, there's just so many AFC South teams in this race that the Jags need to win this game. They did even with C.J. Beathard last week. The Titans had a miserable performance in that game. So I just think you're balancing these two teams. If Trevor Lawrence is healthy and playing, they're going to win this game 27-21. However, this is the first time ever giving out a player prop based on a player's contract. DeAndre Hopkins over receptions again, no numbers on this yet. He had 7 catches last week. That brought him to 68. That was a contract bonus. 75 receptions will net him a cool $500,000. So he needs 7 more catches in this game to get to 75. So I like a lot of targets for DeAndre Hopkins in this one. But again, I still have the Jaguars winning and advancing and winning the AFC South crown.
Well, I don't like that noise.
Year, isn't this the year of teams just nakedly screwing guys? You know, Trent Brown for the Patriots, Russell Wilson for the Broncos. Like the Titans, he may get lifted in the fourth. Like they just don't want to pay out these bonuses.
If Tanning's in this game, he's going to throw to his guy to get him that money. But if they do bench him, that's a terrible look for the Titans.
Do you wear clues?
Don't mind the terrible look. That's the point. They're like, we don't mind looking terrible. We'll just throw a drink on somebody rather than write a check.
Pulling back the curtain on Kevin Hench. He screws with clothes on, apparently, not nakedly. Brady Lemieux says the Jaguars up to 5.5. Jets at Pats. I know these two teams ain't playing for much. In fact, best for New England if they lose. But, of course, this could be the last time Bill Belichick stands on the Patriots sideline. Come on, you crusty old soul, Hench. 24 seasons, 6 Lombardies, a few bent rules, and countless sweatshirt sleeves looking for a home. And of course, it's fitting to be playing the Jets, from whom Belichick accepted the head coaching job for roughly 42 seconds before he bailed on that to move up to Foxborough. Hench trivia! You heard about Brady being the 199th pick in 2000. Name one other Patriots draft pick that year.
Jermaine Wiggins.
Jermaine Wiggins is not correct. You have no respect for the Patriots dynasty. Adrian Clem, the all-important J.R. Redmond in that win over the Rams.
Oh, yeah.
J.R. out of bounds.
So close. He came close enough to getting out of bounds that they said you're out of bounds. What a play.
Patrick Pass. Oh, that team. A launch of a dynasty. Tuck Rule.
It is funny. Like, I think it has something to do with, like, high def and all the camera angles. Like, the refs are just as bad as they used to be, but we think they're worse because we see everything better. But that J.R. Redmond call is a pretty good example of like, oh no, they've always been terrible. That guy didn't come close to getting out of bounds. Yeah, stop the clock.
You admit it then. The Patriots are frauds. Here, they're laying 2.5. Total is 30.5. I say the Patriots send off their guy in relative style, 16-12. Hench, how say you?
You know how much I love of Coach Belichick, but this one's going to be like when he benched Welker against the Jets in a playoff game for making fun of Rex Ryan's foot fetish. Like, what rules are you obeying here? You're benching our best receiver for making a joke about the other team's coach. I think it's Jets 20, Patriots 16 in a game that I won't be watching a lot.
Sentimental to the end. Spaghetti.
Well, it is important for Patriots fans because they want that draft pick. Their quarterback of the future is on the horizon there. But a win versus the Jets is going to actually hurt that a little bit. It will ding them. And I do have them beating the Jets 14-10. Zappy threw the 3 interceptions last game, but they were still in that game versus the Bills, a quality loss, so to speak. And I don't think he'll do that again this week. The Jets defense will keep it a little bit closer. The guy I do like on the Jets side, Breece Hall, again, no number on this, but I like his over rush yards. They just cut Dalvin Cook, if you haven't heard, 179 rush yards the last two games, 138 receiving yards the last two games too. So he's obviously the major piece in their offense right there. But again, Patriots will just a little bit better on offense. We'll get the job done. They'll win by 4.
Brady Lemieux likes the Patriots to win but not cover. So many great rivalry games here to wrap up the regular season. Another one, Eagles-Giants, from Gifford to Sir Francis to Sims and Randall Cunningham and Parcells and Buddy and Wentz. Now Eagles QB threatening to make a sequel to the Ryder Hawk movie Reality Bites. This one would be called Reality Hurts. Got to get right before the playoffs start. I think they're going to do it. The Giants are catching 5 at home, total 41. Eagles win by 11 in honor of Carson Wentz. How say you, Hench?
I feel like we haven't been in each other's garage very much this episode. No. But I'm with you here. Eagles by 10, 27-17. I don't know if the Eagles' slumber is just so deep they can't be awakened, but last week's collapse against the Cardinals, if there is any team to wake up there, it will happen this week. But maybe they're just bad. I don't know.
Pretty damning loss when you have to have it and you lose at home to the Cardinals. I'm familiar with that experience as a Steelers fan. Spaghetti, how say you?
Yeah, at least the Giants did beat the Cardinals, something the Eagles and the Cowboys both can't say. I would normally pick the Eagles here, and I've been wrong picking for or against the Giants most of this season. But per what Nick Sirianni says, they're going to be scoreboard watching. And if the Cowboys are beating the Commanders, he's going to pull their starters. The Giants, if they played Tyrod Taylor that entire last game versus the Eagles, they would have won that game. I think what's going to happen here is they're going to see the Cowboys. They're beating the crap out of the Commanders. And they're going to say, all right, Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown, everyone else come off the field. And the Giants will win this game, hurt their draft pick. It's why I have them winning 23-22. No numbers on this yet, but Tyrod Taylor last game for the Giants threw for 319 yards. Eagles give him the fifth most passing yards to opposing quarterbacks. Where I like his over pass yards in this one. And again, the Giants eke it out and hurt their draft stock.
I like it, Eddie Spaghetti. Nuanced wagering tips there. Week 18 has some of those weird moments like that. Okay, Brady Lemieux likes the Eagles to win and cover. Now Cowboys at Commies, probably the last game for Ron Rivera. Would be nice if the team name was sent away too. Come on, Red Hogs. It celebrates your own history there. Washington, plus 13 at home, total 45.5. I think the Cowboys win, but they send Ron Rivera out with his dignity intact, at least 30-21. Hench, I'll say you.
I say no dignity here. I know the Cowboys home road splits, you know, a pretty stark, but I just think the Commies are so bad. And I, you know, the Cowboys, they really, even though they technically could have lost that game against the Lions, that this Dak to CD thing is a real problem. Like, when you know he's going to be getting the ball and you still can't keep him from getting the ball, I think the Cowboys pull away 30-13.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, I have Dallas winning, but I have Washington covering 33-21. I think Dallas will get a nice little lead. Like Hench mentioned, the connection to CeeDee Lamb. I like him over receiving yards in this game. He's on the heels of Tyreek Hill and Washington's third most passing yards allowed. They'll get a nice lead by halftime. They'll hit cruise control, and they'll end up winning the NFC East. So easy win here for Dallas.
Brady Lemieux likes the Cowboys, only up to 12. Next, Steelers, Ravens, classic rival seen here last century. The Ravens are the ones in the orange pants. And a quarter century into the new millennium, this is still pro football's best rivalry going, perhaps best exemplified by the '08 AFC title game / bloodbath that was punctuated by Ryan Clark obliterating Willis McGahee at the end. Balboa v. Creed 2, when Rocky knocks Apollo down and himself too, but barely rises for the mat to emerge narrowly victorious. Exciting news for this one. Brad Allen's working the game. Here he is. You know him. He's doing his beloved bit. Which hand is the eligible receiver in? My favorite part is when he never finds out. You know him from last week's game in Big D, of course, too, when Dan Campbell and his pack of scoundrels almost got away with a really fun win till our hero in black and white swooped in to save the day with quick on his feet jive. Now that's clutch. Here, Ravens, Charm City, plus 3.5, total 36.5. Steelers got to have it. They're going to get it. 20-17 or shame the devil. Let's go, Mason Rudolph. How say you, Hench?
You know, it's a while. It's, you know, the Ravens hate the Steelers. So they could, it's not like they have nothing to play for. They could ruin the Steelers season as they should. But the wild card, which the Steelers will get, is Mason Rudolph is good. Like, he's been no joke these last couple weeks. And the Steelers, I don't know, is it thunder and lightning, thunder and thunder, lightning and lightning? Harrison Warren, like, pick your poison. Those guys are just trampling people of a sudden. The Steelers are peaking, and I think an unmotivated Ravens team gets whipped 23-10 this weekend.
That second seed's going to catch either Josh Allen's Bills or it looks like the hard-charging Steelers. We'll see how that lands. Not a favorable matchup for all the good work over the course of 18 weeks. Spaghetti, how say you?
I have the Steelers winning this one 22-17 because Lamar Jackson's not going to play in this game. I know they haven't announced his status as of yet, but there's no reason to play him in this one and risk injury when your team could be Super Bowl bound. Mason Rudolph's been playing great. Najee Harris and Jalen Warren have been playing great. In fact, I love Najee Harris plus 110 to score a touchdown, plus money for a guy, three TDs last 2 weeks, 46 carries last two games too. They're really riding him. So Steelers win this game and keep their playoff chances alive.
Spaghetti, I like where your head's at there. Hench, you too. Brady Lemieux says Steelers by 6. Quick, Colts, Texans. Let's get it in, Spaghetti. How we doing?
18 minutes, so we got to really speed this up.
All right, let's go. It's our Anton Shigur coin flip game of the week. Texans laying 1.5, total 47.5. I say the Texans complete this glorious story and win it by 5. Hench.
I'm the Grinch. I think that it would be such a great story for CJ Stroud to lead the Texans to the playoffs. So naturally it won't happen. And the much lesser story of Gardner Minshew.
That's a fun kind story. Of
waddling into the playoffs is what will happen. 23-20 Colts.
Spaghetti.
26-23 Texans. CJ Stroud will have a great game. I like his over 1.5 TD passes, minus 111. The game script will force him to keep throwing the ball. And this improbable Texans team will actually make the playoffs.
Brady Lemieux likes the Texans by exactly that 1.5. And that's it for this pro football season's regular season. And now a quick break.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know what, fellas? We got to do this national championship game down in the Lone Star State Monday night. We got to do it after all. We were all 100% with our semifinals picks, but that's in the rear view. Let's look forward now. Washington, Michigan, Wolverines giving 4.5, total 55.5. You know what? Like it or not, I think Jim Harbaugh and company are going to win this thing. I think they're going to win it. 33-24. Congratulations, wherever you're moving, Jim Harbaugh, in pro football. We'll hear about that in future days. Right now, go celebrate Ann Arbor. Kevin Hench, how say you?
Well, we're in a similar garage, but not the same garage. I think they're going to be two Harbaughs winning titles this year. If you can bear it, America. But I don't think the Wolverines cover against the Huskies. 27-24, Michigan. Michael Penix, man. He made 10 unbelievable throws in that semifinal. I think he keeps it close, but Michigan prevails by 3.
Yeah, lefty Hoosier, you know, just like Damashek. Same cat, basically, me and Michael Penix are. I do think he suffers, as most of us do, when he gets heated up. I think that's what Michigan does best. I think that's why Michigan is going to win this one. Maybe Jim and John could just swap gigs. How about that? Maybe John wants to try the college game and Jim could take over in Charm City. Spaghetti, how say you?
I picked Michigan in the Rose Bowl, but I am not picking Michigan in this game. I am going Washington. I don't even want to take Washington with the points. I would take Washington money line. I really like Washington in this game. They have 10 games. They scored 30 or more points, six games with 40 or more points. I think if it gets into a shootout, Michigan does not want that. Clearly two different style teams. Obviously you have Penix who's airing it out. And then you have Michigan who wants to control the trenches, the line of scrimmage. They're going to run the ball with Blake Corum, Donovan Edwards. What scared me about Michigan was how stagnant their offense got versus a bad Alabama team. And let's not forget, like, they didn't score for the middle chunk of that game. If they didn't convert a fourth down conversion, we would not be talking about Michigan right now. Obviously, they go in the game by a touchdown, but the game got really hairy, really close. And, you know, while Washington did have a chance to lose that game, they, I believe, have 10 straight victories, one score game. So Washington is a scary team. Those receivers, Adunze and Polk, going to be hard to cover. I just like Penix right now is the best player in college football, and I like them to win the national championship.
Rudimentary analysis, but it does seem as though if Michigan's pass rush can get home sooner rather than later, Penix is going to have a hard time holding that ball for an extra half beat to push the ball downfield as he did all day long or all night long against Texas. All right, good stuff, fellas. Enjoy it. It's our last college football game of the season. Drink it in or don't. I don't give a crap what you do with yourselves.